Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. She's an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books are The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. They will all assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. To schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and I'm going to spell that for you now. It's MaryLouMcIntyre. MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And so let me welcome Dr. McIntyre. How are you tonight, honey?
I am just wonderful, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
So is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners before we start taking calls?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would. You know, there's been a lot of really epic occurrences in this last month, the month of October,
mm-hmm.
What with storms and fires, and people are, you know, going a little berserk over it because it's so very unique and so very harmful to life and property. And the thing that I would like to share with people is a means of being able to get through these crises and what they're all about. And this is my opinion from my level of consciousness and understanding. These things that are happening are releasing enormous amounts of love. Have you ever thought of that? Think of all the help, all the work in saving property and saving lives that people are sharing with one another. It's really magnificent if you think of that rather than the destruction of property and lives. Think of all the sharing, and I think we need it. We need more love. We need more caring for other people, and perhaps this is God's way of helping us to learn how to do that. That's the way I look at it, trying to always approach things from a positive level and help create more positive things by the things that I think and how I relate to things, and I encourage other people to do the same.
I think that's a brilliant idea, and I agree with you. It's amazing the wonderful things that can come out of disasters and human tragedies. We do see a wellspring of compassion flowing forth, and we can see where human beings prove to be spiritual beings and human experience. So it's a wonderful way to look at it, because if you don't keep a positive outlook on life, these things can really take you down.
Exactly. That's exactly true.
Yeah. Well, we do have a couple of callers here. Shall we go to the phone lines?
Sure. Let's do what we can.
Okay. Our first caller is Michelle. And Michelle, you're live. And just to let the callers know, Dr. McIntyre is going to be able to best work with you if you can bring up some fear that you have so that she can get in touch with a lifetime that might stem from. So, Michelle, what do you have?
Thanks for taking my call, David. Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Fine. I'm here to help you. I'm the fear buster.
Awesome. Thank you. So I guess my fear is that I won't have a successful relationship with a man because I've had some pretty crazy relationships. So I don't know if that's from past life or what.
Oh, very possibly. Are you in a relationship now, Michelle?
No, I've actually been single for almost 4 years again. So definitely picky and don't want to settle, but I'd like to find someone.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't been easy yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. They're taking me to the Akashic Records, your book of life. Did you know you have a book of life? Everything that you do, think, or say is recorded and preserved from one lifetime to another?
Yes, I've heard that before.
Yeah. Okay. And so I have a little spirit friend that does the looking for me. He's pulled out your volume. It's a nice big one. You've had many lifetimes and done many good things. And this lifetime is supposed to be a very creative lifetime for you. Have you been very creative?
Okay.
I don't know whether it's art or writing or... Hello?
Maybe write coming up. I've never wrote, but I've been told before maybe I should write a book. So I've kind of joked about writing a book about my dating life, to be honest.
or lack of. Well,
yeah,
yes,
exactly.
That's okay. That's what I'm getting, and that's verification for you to move ahead with that.
Okay.
But that's the future. We're not going into the future.
No.
Because I see that in many lifetimes they're showing me that you have been a spiritual leader of one, type of religious or spiritual belief or another. And for that reason, you isolated yourself, whether you were a male leader or a female leader, most of the time, in those lifetimes, and I'm getting the number of six, you've had at least six of them, you preferred to be alone so that you could focus on your own spiritual development and growth and serenity and be able to serve others. And
okay.
So you did that purposely. You disallowed a personal relationship with anybody. And that has become rather ingrained in your soul nature.
Yeah.
So they're suggesting, you can get the feeling or the information, but if you don't know how to relate to it, it doesn't help, does it? So what they're suggesting is that you talk to yourself. Because what has happened is this has come through your subconscious from these many lifetimes that were very powerful, very beneficial, but very alone. And you have to realize you're not in the same situation in this lifetime. You're not a spiritual leader of any kind, are you?
No, I'm not.
Hello? No, okay.
I am.
Go ahead.
No, that
go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, no, I'm not a leader, not a spiritual leader.
Yeah, okay. And so you want to put out, you are ready for a personal, loving relationship. Bring them into my life now, or lead me to, you know, a partner, a love partner. And
yeah,
just keep affirming that as you go about your business and play bridge or go dancing or whatever you do for entertainment, that you will meet somebody.
Okay.
That somebody will be guided to you. Do you work with your spirit guides at all?
I'm very new at all that kind of stuff, but definitely open to it for sure.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, just reach out to your divine nature, your spiritual nature, and say, bring me somebody I can love. And and just, you know, feel that love in your heart. Love yourself, and that's what will help draw a loving person to you. But just, you know, just like pray to God if you want, if that's comfortable for you, to bring you someone you can love. And you can even write down the qualities that you want this person to be, and then just kind of hold it to your heart every now and then and say, bring him to me. I want to love him. You know, that kind of thing. And it's amazing. Thoughts are things, Michelle. Believe that. Thoughts are things. Okay? And let me know how things go, will you?
Will do. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Michelle. Okay, God bless, hon. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, our next caller is from area code 860, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Lisa. God bless you, hon. What can
oh,
I
God
do
bless.
For you?
I seem to live in fear. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm scared of my own shadow. I have people my whole life have been doing really terrible things to me, and I can never understand
why.
What
has been doing terrible things?
Terrible things, marrying men who beat me. My son's with a woman who won't let him see me, and he agrees with it. I have horrible neighbors. I even had a church school director attacked me, and we don't know why. I just don't understand it. I'm not a bad person.
Okay.
I'm good to everybody.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure. You're wondering why you're having so many problems in your life? Is that what you want to relate to?
Yeah, or how to get rid of the problems in my life. I've gotten in trouble my whole life for being sick. I just don't understand.
For being what?
Sick. I've had a lot of illnesses, and I was always in trouble at work for being sick. I just don't understand why I have the life of Job.
The life of Job. I see. Okay, well.
What I can do about it.
Well, you can change it. Isn't that what you want to do? You want to change it?
Oh, yes.
You want to change your lifestyle or change the things that have been happening to you as the result of something that you've been putting out from yourself, because what you put out is what you get back, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to find out. I'm getting that you were, this is a lifetime just before this. and you were, I want you to tell me right away if this is possible, that you could have been connected to the Third Reich with Hitler.
I don't know what that is.
That's World War II with Hitler.
Oh, God, no, I hope not.
From Germany.
I hope not.
Age-wise, is that possible?
I'm 58.
We're talking about... Pardon?
I was born in 59.
You're 58? Oh, dear. Well, let's see. Let me see if I can figure this out.
She was born in 1959.
Oh.
So she was,
well,
she was
almost,
born after the war.
That was afterwards, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's there, but there's something, something connected. Well, I know what to tell you. It was not the lifetime just before this one. No, it was the lifetime just before this one. I'm sorry. It was the lifetime just before this one. You took a very short break between lifetimes. That's what they're telling me now. Okay. Very short break between lifetimes. But you were like a lieutenant in the German army. You were actually very close, like a kinship with Adolf Hitler. And you were like his, even though you were only lieutenant, you were like his gopher. Go for this. See that this is done. See that they're killed. See that they're dispossessed. You know, all these types of things. Are you aware at all of anything that happened during World War II?
No, I find World War II horrifying.
And you are aware of the things that happened, right?
I'm not aware of much that happened. I just find what I do know horrifying.
Yes, absolutely. But you were involved in it, and you were participating in the horrifying part of it. And, you know, it's very hard for me when I have to tell people this, but you're here to get a healing. You're here to find out why your present problem or lifetime is bringing you such agony, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so what happened, and I'm not going to go into detail more than I already have, but these things became a part of your nature because you didn't see anything wrong with what was happening. Because, after all, Adolf was your buddy. He was a good guy as far as you were concerned. And so this all became ingrained in your consciousness. But the hurt and harm that resulted, you know, created havoc in the lives of, well, possibly thousands, maybe more. And so that's the vibration that went out from your actions. And guess where those vibrations came back to? Always where they start. And so the people that you're running into in this lifetime are the people that you were associated somehow, one way or another, with that lifetime, because that was the predominant lifetime that you are now working on to release. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, or what I am saying?
It sounds horrifying, and it sounds like I'm a horrible human being, and I shouldn't be on this earth.
Okay, you have to get rid of that attitude about yourself. You have to learn to love yourself. You are created in the image of God, and you have the vibration or the ability to be divine. Do you accept that?
I've been a very, very good loving person. I've been a good loving person to everyone in this whole lifetime. Extremely loving. Nothing but loving.
Okay, right. So the thing for you to do is, but when you say I'm a horrible person,
you're telling me my soul is horrible. My soul should be extinguished for that.
Please, please don't talk like that. You're destroying yourself when you do. You are a loving person. You just said you're loving and kind to everybody, right? So
yes.
Be loving and kind to yourself and realize that you are no longer in a war. You are no longer buddy-buddy to that, you know, horrific monster that existed. No longer. Do you dream about him? Do
Never.
You see him for lunch?
Not
okay.
at all.
Okay, of course. He's gone. He's out of your life. You've got to dig him out of your subconscious. And you do that by repeating to yourself. You can look in the mirror and say, I am created in the image of God. I reflect God in every thought, word, and deed. I am an honorable person. I love people. I serve people. I love God. And I have the right to a beautiful life. Can you do that? And you do that as often during the day as you have to keep yourself on a positive vibration. And realize that what's coming at you is the result of that past lifetime, which does not relate to you, or you should not be relating to it anymore. And just don't allow yourself to relate to it, okay? I know it sounds easy, and you just have to train yourself. I am a spirit of God. I am created in divine image. I reflect perfection and love and humility and gratitude. You know, talk to yourself like that. And just see, and just see yourself in a in a bubble of white light, just surrounded with light and protection, okay? Try that. Let me know how it turns out for you, will you?
This is absolutely horrifying to me. No one could have said a worse thing to me, and it has put me in a deep despair. If I could have ever been
What I just said to you?
I deserve to be extinguished permanently.
What I just said to you?
My
what
life
I
is
just said to you?
My life is horror show on this earth, and apparently if I brought that horror to other people, my soul deserves nothing but a complete distinguishment.
Okay, if you're going to keep saying that, you're going to keep realizing pain and suffering. So it's up to you.
Well, the thing is, Lisa, you know, she's gone. Well, she couldn't accept the good things that you were saying, and of course, you know, we have all had a variety of different lifetimes and experiences, and some of them have not been nice.
Right.
And that creates the challenges that we have in this life, and she wasn't able to accept that, so she's gone. But we do have
I am so sorry. I had hoped to be able to break through and, you know, give her something to hold on to because she sounds suicidal.
Yeah, she sounds like she's in a really rough place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll listen to the podcast. Is there anything else that you would like to say to her in case she listens in?
No, not really. No.
Okay. All right.
She just has to be positive and learn to love herself.
Yep. You focused on affirmations that she can do for herself.
Yes, I did, yeah.
And to recognize that what happened before is not happening now and that history does not need to repeat itself.
I hate to have to reveal lifetimes like that, but, I mean, she sounded in a terrible situation to begin with, so it was something that had to really, come through to cause that type of vibration. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of it.
Right, right, right. Well, let's move on and let's just,
okay.
You know, we'll wish her the best. Godspeed,
yes.
Lisa. And So we have area code 310. What is your name, please?
Uh-oh, can't hear you. Oh.
Hi, are you on speakerphone or something? Because you're coming through all broken up. Now, try saying something. No, it's not coming through at all. Let me encourage you. Yeah, call back area code 310, and we'll take your call, but we can't understand the fingers. Okay, well, we'll see if they call back.
Yeah.
Okay, area code 310, hang up and call back again, and we'll see if we can get to you. But we could not understand a thing you're saying, and they're still on the line. So I don't know if they were able to hear us either.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you'd like to share about one of your books tonight?
Maybe I should just give a short rundown for those that are listening at least. And if you are listening, don't be afraid to call in. You know, I'm harmless, and David is a true gentleman and a spiritual warrior. So, you know, we're here to help you, so don't hesitate. And in the meantime, I'll tell you about the books that I've written about my life and my spiritual quest that finally opened me up. And by golly, I love myself, I love humanity, I love my family, and I love serving humanity. So the first book is called Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now. And it through it, you can learn how to break through the time-space barrier to heal your life. The book is a roadmap to heal phobias and fears like we're doing today from a past life that creates irrational behavior. It may be the missing link to healing that psychologists and the medical field have overlooked or refused to acknowledge. It covers spiritual healing and conscious past life regressions documented relating to the successful healing of groups and individuals. And this was my attempt, once I started, achieving a spiritual reality and being able to move to different dimensions, and my way of being able to help people where the medical profession is not. Okay, but my original search is in a book called Life is Forever, Get Used to It. And in this book, I provide proof of survival after physical death. And it's my true life story as an adventure into the realms of paranormal to learn about life here and hereafter. And this book provides proof of survival after physical death to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker. Both the skeptic and the mourner or those that are curious can glimpse new worlds and find contentment. That's the purpose of the book. And my final, my third and last book is The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. And you can use this book to contact the inner spiritual essence to improve the quality of life, as well as an idea to consider about exterior concepts of reality. And a lot of people use it like on their nightstand, you know, by their bed. And if they're troubled when they go to bed, they just pick the book up and read something to help them relax or help them feel better about themselves or the world. And that's the part. It's like, rather than taking an aspirin, read a paragraph kind of thing. So anyhow, that gives you ideas anyhow. and how to, you know, control your future. And the book shows you how, in a humorous way. And what if you were an angel? Would you just play the harp all the time, or want to experience the different dimensions of the universe and continue to grow in wisdom? This is a fun how-to book, as well as what if. You decide for yourself. But the Forever is the name of the angel that communicated her ideas and some of her experiences as an angel working to help create the planet. And she came to me in answer to the call that she'd been receiving for help, that people here need help and they want help. And so she came to help and appointed me her secretary, I guess, her stenographer. And so that's called The Forever Principles. It's a very nice little book, and it has some beautiful, quotes from famous people to help inspire and motivate. So those have been my accomplishments.
All right. Well, we do have another caller on the line. The one caller did not call back, but I'll try going to this other line, area code 303. What is your name, please?
Hi. Oh, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, it's nice to have you with us tonight. We're just about to wrap. Yeah, we've been through the callers already, and Dr. McIntyre was just talking about her books. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to say, Dr. McIntyre.
Well, golly, this just gives me all kinds of opportunity to talk to people. But my main purpose for being really is to help people. And I think it's wonderful that fewer people are needing help, and I hope that's true. I hope that's true population-wise, worldwide. I'm not sure that it is, but let me put out on the airwaves again, do not get caught in the chaos and the fear of everything that's happening. Get caught in just floating on a cloud, sending light and love. Keep yourself protected and alert, but do not get caught in the chaos. Just be above it, send light and love to it, heal it yourself, and heal yourself. Period. That's all it takes.
That's beautiful. I think that's a good place to end for today.
Right. Okay.
All right. So once again, we come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.
God bless you, David.
Thank you, hon. You take good care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.